Here we go. It's your boy, Leader Johnson, the host of the Follow the Leader podcast. We are here. Thanks for following the leader. And we're going to talk some Villanova sports. I got a couple of segments because I'm going to talk about COVID-19 players affected on my second segment. But this is about Villanova linebackers and how important their position is. And I could get into some secondary talk. You know, also, I really think that's important, but this is the linebacker situation. Starting off with the starters, who I think the four starters will be Emin Black, who's coming back, star linebacker, was really breaking out last year before he got hurt, from Philly. Great, he's just an all-around football player. He was a good special teams player, and now he's just a good linebacker. Like, he's a punishing linebacker. He can do so much on the field. And then you got Quentin Townsend. Quentin Townsend was a star running back in high school. Now, once again, the decision of Villanova is their minds are so elite because that's a big decision to switch somebody's position, especially when they was a standout at a position. Same thing they did with Elijah Trent. You know, Owen Thomas was a three-star tight end, who was another guy who I think a star. Talking to team sources, because there are two types of people, you know, I talk to, and they're all reliable, but I never let names out. But team sources, Owen Thomas is going to be a breakout player this year. He was a standout linebacker in high school, just like he was a standout tight end, good athlete. And I'm really anxious to see what he does because we haven't seen a full body of work during the season. So I'm excited. What type of player was he as a linebacker in high school? He was an all-around type of player, really a punishing, go-get-you type player. How about that one? Besides playing on both sides of the football, offense and defense, which makes you an all-around athlete. On linebacker, he was a punishing player. And I got to say more. I got to have a better word for him because you see him do things. You see him be aggressive on the football field at linebacker in high school. But he gets to you. He knows where you're at. He knows how to read plays. He knows how to, you know, get to you. And if you're looking at this, you got Trajan Anderson. He's a senior. Emin Black is a senior. Forrest Ryan is a senior. Quentin Townsend, seniors. Quentin Townsend's not a senior, but Owen Thomas and Quentin Townsend will get their time. Quashen Townsend will get to, I'm sorry if I'm saying the name wrong, my guy. Quashen Townsend will get the job done. If you're looking at athletes on their team, if I got to look at athletes, Townsend might be the best athlete among them all. You know, Emin Black's a good one. Like I said, Thomas is, but Townsend is, he can be really disruptive. It's going to be something to see how he affects the game. Forrest Ryan comes in as a senior. He's an NFL prospect. No question. I mean, he can get to the quarterback. He can get to anywhere in the ball. If you got the ball, you're in trouble. If Forrest Ryan's on the field, you're in trouble. I mean, he's really amazing. He's really, when that ball snaps and you have the ball, he's on the field. He's coming. I don't care if somebody else gets you. He's coming right behind him. That's almost a headache on the field. Like, to see this guy on the field, if you're the opposing team, that's a headache if you know you got to play against Forrest Ryan. Because you have to account for, if you're a defensive coach, if you're an offensive coach, and you're going against Villanova, and you're like, okay, you put your playbook out, and you don't have Forrest Ryan as your top three priority, you're going to lose. I mean, you're going to lose. That's just it. Trajan Anderson brings that senior mentality. He's one of the top recruits coming out. The Damone Drew, Kyle McCloskey recruiting class out of Virginia. I really got to see him step up. To me, if you ask me, the linebackers have to really, really show up just like the defensive line. I mean, there's just two parts of this team that really have to expand themselves and make themselves disruptive. That's the defensive line and the linebackers. Because if you look at this team, it all starts up front before the secondary. You can't give the secondary that much pressure. You have to give them help. You have to make the quarterback run around. You have to make running backs change direction. You have to make receivers think about those routes in the middle. You have to. So Owen Thomas is a big, big contributor to come through. Big guy, big arm, strong guy, get his hands on you. You're not going to be able to break through a guy. He's a great tackler. So it's good to hear because he was playing some defensive end last year. And I asked questions. I had to call up and ask before I made an assumption on Owen Thomas. Is he even going to be a part of the rotation? Will he be defensive end? No, he'll be at linebacker where he was recruited for. And that's going to be big because he can definitely play linebacker. He's the type of guy that can get 100 tackles. He's the type of guy that, or he can get at the less, he can get 50 tackles. And be a contributor. He can get some sacks. He can stop him behind the line of scrimmage. He's coming for you. You need that bulldozer like Owen Thomas. So I'm loving that Owen Thomas will get that time. I love the type of player he is as a defensive player. You know, I'm a Philadelphia Eagle fan. And I remember watching the Buddy Ryan years when Seth Joyner, you know, and Byron Evans was playing football. And we're talking about a wrap-you-up guy like Thomas. When he gets his hands on you, and when the ball snaps, he's going for it. So you got him and Townsend there, you know, that makes things happen at that athletic position. But once again, Amon Black coming back is going to really make everybody better. Amon Black and Forrest Ryan are the two important linebackers, you know, that have came into their own from the recruiting class. And Trajan Anderson, to me, is the most important. I mean, Trajan Anderson, these are seniors we're talking about. Trajan Anderson was the top over all these guys, top rated. This is what I'm telling you about stars. I was just putting a post about stars. Like in the FCS, it don't really matter about stars. In the FBS, that matters. I mean, where you get positioned, this and that. In some programs, it don't. Like Penn State, it just don't matter. But it does matter, but it don't matter. You know, it's all a rotation. You know, it's just... You got to play your hardest. In Villanova, you got to play your hardest. And that's what the FCS is. You know, three stars are almost like five. Some three stars are like five stars. The four stars definitely like, if you get a four-star guy in FCS, that's like a five-star. Three-star like a four-star. Two-star like a three-star. But no star can be the same. When there's no stars, this is how the FCS rocks. This is how the FCS rocks. If there's no stars, then you can be any one of them. You could be a five-star type of player. You could be a four-star because it's all about what you produce now. But what the stars do is that in the Rivals and 247, that's a big, big thing. It's a big thing. It's a huge thing for stars. It's a huge thing for stars and Rivals, and because that's all really, that's just for FBS. Serious. I'm just giving everybody, when everybody don't want to talk about, I'm giving y'all the real deal on what stars mean. They are important because this is what these great analysts use to judge players. It's their criteria. But that don't mean that these players are going to be good, because if you go to some FBS five stars didn't turn out to be too much. You know, you look at Ricky Slade at Penn State. Journey Brown was a three-star. Look what happened. Justin Shorter just didn't work out over there. He didn't get the priority, wasn't as big, even though he was a five-star. I'm talking about a top 10 guy. His priority as a player just wasn't as big, and it didn't seem like it was going fast enough for Franklin, I guess. But I feel like he's still going to be a good player, just like Shorter, who's at Old Dominion. I mean, Slade, who's at Old Dominion. They're both going to start. It's just that in Penn State's criteria, they didn't see enough development to go towards them. That's just it. That's just how it is. But like I said, in FCS, you can be a no-star guy. Forrest Ryan, you know, he had stars. I remember when he had no stars. And then he all ended up getting them. He didn't even have no stars when he was recruited. He committed. It was no stars. And all of a sudden, boom, stars. Jared Nelson. Malik Fisher. I can go on and on about so many guys that had no stars. I can go on and on about the guys that had no stars and are stars. What did Daniel Smith have? What did Connor Watkins have? Quadra Ismail have? Justin Covington, what did he have? Changa Hodge, what did he have? I mean, When you hit the FCS, who you are is who you are. So if you look at a three-star guy and then you look at a guy with no stars, say, you know, you get a commitment from at Villanova with a guy with three stars, and then there's a guy with no stars. You see that? You see how that's bouncing? But you say, is there a difference? Yes and no. The yes part is because there's another branch of analysts that have rated this guy and said he needs stars. And there's another branch of analysts on the other guy that said, well, this guy, we don't see him with stars. He deserves no stars in our criteria. He deserves no stars. They're not calling him a bad player. They're just saying he's not a player worthy of stars. And I'm giving everybody the dead truth of things. It's time to get them to, they just don't think you deserve stars. But they think this guy is much better than you. Not saying you're not good. He's just much better enough to get stars. That's what they're saying. But in the FCS, it's not like that. They do see a guy as an important guy that has stars. They do see that. But they don't. They also see this guy right here just as good. It could be even better. Jay Green and Aiden Howard. Let's do that. Let's do that one. Aiden Howard has three stars. He was such an important. It's important. It is important to get a guy with stars, but it doesn't make or break your recruiting class as a top FCS recruiting class. But it does push it up, because if you can get guys with stars, those are guys that are rated on every single board of recruiting. But Jay Green didn't get that. But Jay Green is a fantastic player that's worthy of a 4 or 5 star type of recruit. If I had to be honest, I'd say 4 stars. But he wasn't worthy to them guys. You know, you can put him at 3 stars, but Jay Green is a beast. He's something different. Him and Aiden Howard are going to be good. Who do I think is better? I don't know. Who do I like better? I like Aiden better, but by an edge over Jay Green. I mean, they're almost right there. Like, they're going to be so much impact. I see both of them getting impact. I see both of them getting time this year on the defensive line. They're just too good. Jay Green has got so many accolades. You know, people have recognized just how good this guy is. But you're looking at linebackers. Let's do that. Timothy Ferguson, 2-star. That would make him, like I said, it's equivalent to a 3-star in the FBS. FCS is equivalent to a 3-star if you're a 2-star. Because of the ratio of 4 or 5 stars that go to FCS schools, if you're a 4 or 5 star, you're not really going to an FCS school. That's just not what's going to happen. But 3-star guys can go to FCS schools. 4 or 5 star guys are going to get enough offers, usually 8 times out of 10. I'm going to say 8 times. I'll say 9 times out of 10. Can't even say 8. I got to say 9 times out of 10. I mean, Kashawn Sculters is as close as you're going to get. He was a borderline 4-star. And he committed to Villanova. He's the highest rated recruit Villanova's ever had in 247 sports history. And he was close to being a 4-star recruit. So that just lets you know he's like a 5-star. His rating is like a 5-star FCS recruit. They have a very, and Mitchell Bothwell was the highest guy before that. He's the second highest rated player in 247 sports history in Villanova football recruiting. So he's a guy that, there are guys with his rating that have offers from, you know, FBS schools, and some of these guys are starting, but, you know, it's a crowded field. So some of these guys might not get looked at because it's a crowded field in recruiting. And so, you know, FCS get real lucky to get guys like Bob. They're going to step in right away in impact. I see Sculptors playing this year. This year. Bothwell, listen. You got Ty Summers. You got Jake Stanton. But Bothwell, I think, jumps right in there and does his thing with Ty Summers. And then you're seeing, you know, I think Bothwell's going to play right away. It's a couple of freshmen. And Villanova's good at that. The last 3 years, Villanova puts freshmen in there and they impact. They've just been doing this. I mean, I don't know the formula, what they're eating in the morning, how many, what are they feeding these kids? How are they training them? These guys are coming in there impacting. They get about four or five freshmen. They're coming in and impact. Now, they just don't make good plays and be productive. They impact. Impact means you help to win. So, in my opinion, in my dearest opinion, let's talk about back to the linebackers, because I will get off. Look, this is a good podcast. I'm real anxious to see, because the linebackers, I'm looking for Trajan Anderson to really have one of those type of years. I mean, you look at Amon Black and Forrest Ryan, they've showed you. I'm looking for Amon Black. And Townsend, I just think once he's let loose this year, it's an impact. And they have to be this. They have to be that. Owen Thomas comes in. You got Josh Slay, who is another complete. Once he gets his time, I'm confident about him. I mean, once Josh Slay gets in there and starts to do his thing, that's another level type of guy. That was a very good pickup. And then Timothy Ferguson is a relentless monster at Damascus. I mean, his other teammate, TD, is there. That's a good locker room presence between two teammates. Oh, Timothy Ferguson. He's going to be something in that linebacker field. They get Jordan Nelson, who's more of an all-around linebacker. Good cover guy in college. Good athlete. Another good athlete. He can do things with the ball. Villanova loves to have athletes. Guys, you look at they size and you look at how they move around the field and say, hey, I could put him here. That's big for that unit. And before we get back to the linebackers, I would like to update on another linebacker. Gianni Woodson-Brooks has put Villanova, 2021 two-star linebacker, has put Villanova in his top six. You know, you got Louisiana Monroe, you got Navy, you got Air Force, you got Delaware. That's Delaware, here they come. But Nova's there in Princeton. You got guys that vying for his services. And who do I think? Well, listen. I think it's Nova. I think Nova will get and hit the type of. I keep on. What is Nova? I have to pick the brains of guys like Ola Adams soon and Verante and Ross and Devine, like how are they getting these, finding these right players? Because you can get a you can get a 5-star, right, and 2 5-stars are not the same. One guy could be impact. But he can't. 1 5-star won't be as good as this 5-star. I won't be as relentless. I won't be as quick. I won't be as fast. I won't be as athletic. I won't be as punishing. They find punishing players. And on this line, when you look, on this linebacker core, if Gianni commits, you put him with a guy like Timothy Ferguson. These are the two most punishing linebackers on the team to me. I mean, Slay is good, but I'm talking about hit you in your eye and. Rah! I mean, Ferguson, his thing is when he gets his hands on you, he turns into the Venom. He's going to try to break your face when he gets his hands on you. Now, Gianni, whoo! Gianni is a leader. His energy is contagious. Now, I had been hearing about this offer, but I hadn't heard no smoke on it. And I've been going through my own thing, but it's not here or there. It's not important. But Gianni Woodson-Brooks, you put him on this. Because I was worried about the recruiting. Because Ferguson was a recruit, and then they got Jordan Nelson late. Okay. They were good pickups. They were good pickups, especially Ferguson. They were both were good pickups. Add depth to your line. Townsend, I didn't know at first. I'm like, why is he a linebacker? This dude is a great running back. Why is Villanova doing this? But every time Villanova switch somebody now, you got to call it a one-up. You got to call it a one-up because now they prove. See, that's when I had doubted that. When Villanova was doing that with Elijah Trent, I was one of the main people on Twitter like, why are they switching this guy from wide receiver? Maybe they're going to put him back at wide receiver. Then he gets on the field because I saw clips of him as a cornerback, and I was like, okay, yeah, he's decent. Okay, he's got size. Man, look at what he does in the FCS. Look at him.
He's one of the best cornerback guys, secondary guys in the FCS. When he's on the field, he's a game changer. It's hard to throw over top a 6'3 guy that has athletic ability, that's physical. Now Townsend has just been developing so good. I'm so excited to see him at a full body of season work. Amen Black is working super hard. I mean, these linebackers, I'm not going to give them that. I think they'll be productive, but how productive, I don't know. I think Trajan, this is his senior year. He's going to put, I think he knows this is a clutch year for him to at least solidify his spot as a Villanova impact linebacker. Because he hasn't impacted to me. I mean, regardless of what, you know, I'm going to get coaches probably saying, oh, they don't know what you're talking about. But I'm going to get players like, you don't know what's going on. I'm not talking about the locker room. I'm talking about on their field. As a guy that was one of the top three recruits in that recruiting class, out of Virginia, talented Virginia, I was looking for, look what Forrest Ryan did. Look what Amen Black is doing. I'm looking for Trajan to do that. Impact like that. We need you to run around. These three seniors are keys to Villanova. This is all championship talk. They need that. These seniors have to step up. And Townsend has to prove people right, like me. Because I think, oh my goodness, just by seeing his development, Townsend's development is big. You know, I really started looking at play at the switch positions after Elijah Trent. I think that was my big thing. I said, oh, that was a great, great move. I mean, it really get, like, they got a guy that was a standout wide receiver out of Thomas S. Wooten, who I thought was going to be, you know, the main target after Hodge left. He's now a super secondary player. This guy's good. Him, Jaquan Amos, and Christian Benford. It gives them something. It gives them something that not many teams have at all in the FCS. This is why this team could beat North Dakota State, South Dakota State, James Madison. If these guys all evolve, because last year, clearly, it was so many leads they had. If you look at the games they had leads and lost it, if those would have been wins, where would Villanova be? Then you look at the horrible play call that just ended their season. I mean, they really had an up and down season. But they managed to still pull off this, the record they had. This lets you know how good Villanova's going to be. If these parts evolve. Do I think Ferguson gets time? Yep. I see Ferguson getting time. I see Josh Slay. That's the good part. Now, Nelson, I don't know if you got to see who else gets time. Like I said, the linebackers, Trajan Anderson, Forrest Ryan, Amen Black, Quanson Townsend, so I think those are starters. Owen Thomas comes in there and gets in some. Timothy Ferguson, Josh Slay, and Jordan Nelson. Those are the experienced guys. I think it's going to be exciting. It's always like new talent in the fact that they get their breath of fresh air to start their legacy. Because I like Josh Slay. I mean, who do I like out of all of them? Josh Slay is good. Talent-wise, I'm just excited to see what Josh Slay can do. And I really want to see Owen Thomas. I mean, because you know how good these guys are. You just want to see them fulfill their potential. And they made good recruiting picks. Is it the most talented position on Villanova? No. The most talented position on Villanova, period. It's a couple of them. It's a tie between about, you got the offensive line, you got the secondary, and you got the running backs. And the receivers are not far behind, but running backs are good, you know. But the most questionable parts of Villanova is defensive line and linebackers. Because if they start to impact, you can talk all you want about North Dakota State. They're going to have to see Villanova. You know, I talked about both lines next last podcast and how important Jake Green and Aiden Howard will be. Jared Nelson's going to have a hell of a year. He's amped up. He's always amped up. Like, when they were losing, he's a leader on that team. He's a leader, man. He wants this. This team wants this. And so the linebackers always set the tone, from Ed Shockley to Drew Wiley to Keeling Hunter. If you want to go back to linebackers that, you know, set the tone, they set the tone. Forrest Ryan, this is the good thing about it. Forrest Ryan doesn't need any proving. He just needs to do what he's doing. And if he evolves from what he already is, that he can be a fourth-round pick. I mean, he can be a third-round pick if he evolves from last year. I mean, you can't get much better than what he did last year. I just see so much from him. I remember when they recruited him, I said, this kid is going to be, Amen Black, I didn't know, I liked his talent, but I didn't know how strong mentally on the football field he really is. A football player. His IQ is the most strongest point about him. He knows how to make plays, and he goes at it. No matter what you put him at on the field, he's going to make plays. Trajan Anderson, what does he have? You want me to, he has it all. Like, he, out of all the linebackers on here, who has the most talent is Trajan. Now, you can say what you want, but Trajan has the ability to be a super game changer on this football team. Super game changer. I mean, let's get it right. We're talking about a guy that can stop the run. He can explode past the line of scrimmage and get to the quarterback. He can read plays. If you're breaking out for a big play and you think you got light, he can get right to you. He can close in on you. He just hasn't been able to get to that point. We got to see a lot out this team, and we really have to see Trajan. I know injuries have been big, though. I mean, I got to be fair. I have to be fair. I really do. Maybe because of my expectations. If you look at their recruiting class, Damone Drew, gone. I had so many expectations for him. Cal McCloskey, gone. Playing for Penn State in basketball. Had so many expectations for him. Trajan Anderson is now the number one recruit out of that whole, you know, branch of players. And they had a lot of guys that came after that were rated below him that he was rated over. He was rated over guys like Forrest Ryan, Amon Black, and Amos. You know, Daryl McDaniel. And now it's just time. I really feel like it's just time for Trajan Anderson to be that gorilla on the defense and lead people. Injuries are hard. They're real hard. You know, Benford battled with him last year. Jalen Jackson battled with him last year. Anderson, I'm just real anxious to see Anderson, and let's just see what happens with that. Now, the other guys that I think who will be the... Owen Thomas is going to be a guy to be a contributor. I mean, he's a big guy. But Timothy Ferguson and Josh Slay, that give this team something different right there. Jordan Nelson's a talented guy, but Ferguson and Slay is the guys that it's going to be something to see. Shout out to Jake Northrop. He's a guy that we're going to look at and see, you know, what he does with this linebacking core, the type of time he gets. Villanova has a good deal doing the walk-on thing. Like, you know, one thing FCS, another thing is that if you're a walk-on, you're not out of the woods of getting time. You could become a starter. It's different in FBS. I mean, not everybody turns into a Baker Mayfield. Not everybody, you know, turns to that guy that could be a walk-on and become a star. Or a walk-on and become a starter. Or get time, especially in FBS. It's hard in FBS. But in FCS, oh yeah, that's you can do that your first year. You can second year, you can do that. I mean, there's no, cause you know, I'm just gonna tell the real deal. There's always limitations There's always limitations in FBS and into your criteria. You got 5 stars, you got 4 stars. Guys get promised time or promised the opportunity. You could be playing real good in practice and not get looked at in FBS. If you're a 3-star, 2-star, or walk-on, you just get a guy like, oh, put him on the depth, put him on the field, special teams. He's doing good, he's doing this. And you can have your whole 4 years of showing good in practice and never get time to start. Never get time to show your stuff. You can do this, you can go and practice and be the best in there, but there are players that are warranted their time. And the FCS is different. Like this one guy, Michael Corby, P.J. Samoski, so if I said that name right, he's an offensive lineman that was a walk-on when Michael Corby came. Dan Serino and Andrew Perez, guys that walked on that are showing out. All right, so one more. The linebackers are just so critical. And I spent time doing one segment on them because to let Villanova know what they got. Now, what I predict for his round would just have a monster year. You can get what you want to say, 150, 170 tackles, 7 sacks. I mean, the limit's the sky for his round. Amon Black, I can see him getting 100 tackles. I can see him getting 100 tackles, about 4 or 5 sacks, you know. Trajan Anderson, it's a question mark. I'm not going to sit here. How healthy is he and how focused is he? Because he's been on the field before. To showcase his talent. He's been on the field before. He's been there. So he's had time to just do crazy impact. He's had time to get that on. What can he do? I hope he's healthy enough. And I hope he's focused and locked in enough when he's on that field. What do I see the potential in? I could see him, if you want to really be honest, he could take tackles away from other people. He can go from 70 to 100 tackles. If he gets 100 tackles, and Amon Black gets about 60, 70. If he gets 70 tackles, and Amon Black gets 100. That's where I go with that. As far as Townsend, I see about 50 tackles, about 5 sacks. You know, he can get some interceptions. I see an interception. Townsend shows it. He'll show it. He's going to show his talent. He's going to show it. He's definitely going to show it. So if I had to give a roundabout of everybody, I'd say 50 tackles. Right now, I'm just going to give Trajan Anderson 50 tackles, just on the humbug. Couple sacks, interception. That's what I give him. I mean, I think at his least productive, he can give you that around this great unit. Townsend, 50 tackles. Just because, you know, Black and Ryan would take up 100 tackles. You know, but like I told you, Anderson can do the same. I'm just not going to give Anderson that right now. He has to earn that. Like, is he healthy enough? I'm not going to knock him on health. But when you're on their field, I need to see Trajan Anderson be Trajan Anderson. That's what I need. And anybody listening to this podcast is going to see that. I need to see Trajan Anderson be Trajan Anderson. You know, he's a 100-tackle, 5-sack guy. You know, 3 sacks. You know, 3 to 5 sacks, you know, but he's a guy that controls the middle of the field. He's a captain. He's a captain. He controls the field. He controls the field. But I don't, like I say, injuries, you can't, like Benford, everybody, oh, what happened to Benford last year? Benford was hurt, man. Benford was hurt. So this is big, and this is the linebacking core has to show up. So later on, I'll do another podcast about COVID-19. Look, it's your boy, Leader Johnson, man. Follow Leader Podcast. Please sure to follow the Leader on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You'll see this. Look, put Leader Johnson in there. I'm there. Anybody else, I'm on so many. Follow the Leaders on so many outlets, Spotify, you know, Apple, and so many different ones, man. Thanks for the love, and Nova Nation.